What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian here. I want to thank you for joining me today on this episode. Today we're going to be talking about probably one of the most important things when it comes to self-development, improving your life, living a really great life, is the concept of decision making. Now, this is something that I used to do, or I never really thought would be important, or I really thought would be needed to be done consciously. Because what I find is this: like, we do things subconsciously, but as soon as we make the decision to do things consciously, first of all, they become a reality, right? The things that we want to do consciously become a reality. And, it, you know, maybe it's tied to, like, you know, the thing that's the law of attraction, you know, that's pretty prevalent in the self-development world. It's, you know, some people call it like a scam, some people call it whatever, but I think it has a little bit of truth to it, because there's, you know, your reticular activation system, your RAS, that kind of comes into play when you start to when you actually decide on things that you want in your life. So I thought about decision and making decisions and conviction in really two different ways. The first way is at kind of the macro level. So, like, kind of the high level, you know, I talk a lot about setting goals and, you know, deciding on what you want. And that's the key word right there, is deciding, right? Once you make a decision at the macro level, the goals, the things, the behaviors, the desires that you want, you know, whether it's health related, whether it's finance related, whether it's relationships or fulfillment, all the core values of the rich life, you have to decide. Okay, one of the ways to do it at the macro level is to write it down on, like, pen and paper, and to affirm it to yourself on a daily basis, and to affirm it not only just in your mind, but verbally as well. So it might be weird to kind of look in the mirror and verbally, you know, affirm these things. And that's part of it. Like, the macro part is part of it. You have to set your mind up and make the decision in your mind that you are going to accomplish these goals. But that's, like, half of it, right? You don't want to just say, like, I'm going to be happy. Or I'm going to have this, you know, I'm going to have this finance, or have this monthly income goal, or have this annual income goal, whatever the goals are. You can't just say it to yourself, and you can't just think it, right? The second part of it, you know, besides mindset, you know, because you have to make up your mind, right? You have to decide on what it is that you want. That's the first half. The second half is to take the right action, okay? And I emphasize the right action because, just, you know, taking, I think some people confuse taking any action to taking, to doing that, right? So if I just do any action that's not aligned to what I want, then, like, what the hell are you doing, right? It, like, for example, if you're, you know, if your income goal is to exceed, you know, X number of dollars a year, X number of dollars a month, and you're doing something that's not related to that, obviously it's pretty common sense, but obviously that's not going to work out, right? That's not going to get you closer. The action that you're taking is not going to get you closer to what you want and what you've decided on. So it's really twofold. So mindset at the macro level, and then also taking the right action. So the steps, you know, the phone calls that you have to make, you know, the emails that you have to send, the marketing you have to do, the sales that you have to do, you know, whether it's business related, whatever, the follow up, right? All those things are the actions that you have to take in order to fulfill the mindset and the decisions that you've made. So that's more about the macro level. At the micro level, what I found myself doing, you know, on a daily basis is telling myself that I decide to do XYZ. So this is like very task specific. So, like, now I know at the macro level what goals and what things I want to accomplish for the core values of my life, right? Or the events that I'm going to go to, or the people I'm going to meet, or the meetings I'm going to have. At the micro level, this is more granular, this is more tactical, right? So these, so once you have a list of, you know, items or, you know, tasks that are important to you to fulfill those goals, then what you can do is reaffirm to yourself in your mind. So, you know, like for like even at the smallest thing, right? So you could tell yourself in your mind and say, I decide to write the grocery list. I decide to go to the restaurant for takeout. I decide to make the phone calls for my sales team, you know, for my sales team, for my sales, for my company, whatever it is you're doing. I decide to meet with individuals for, you know, clients or whatever it is. I decide not to meet with individuals or clients, these individuals or clients. So you have to reaffirm at the micro level as well, because to me, the decision that you make and the affirmation that you make, whether it's verbal or internally in your mind to yourself, that to me is living, guys. When you tell yourself, I decide to go to the gym for 30 minutes, then you're going to do it, right? Or if you don't, then you're obviously slacking. But the point is that the affirmation in your mind, the decision, you have to make the decision and you have to affirm it somehow, whether it's writing it down. I like the combination of writing things down, affirming it to myself, and sometimes saying it out loud in the mirror. Okay. So people might think you're crazy, but it helps. It actually helps because you're reminding yourself at the micro level to take action, right? I decided to go to the gym. I decide to go running. I decide to lift on arms day. I decide to lift for legs day. I decide to do these 100 push-ups for this challenge. I decide to do these 100 burpees for this challenge. I decide to sign up for a new gym membership at this new company. I decide to cancel a gym membership and join a different one. I decide to go practice for whatever sport, insert sport A, B, C here, so that I can be better at my skills. So those are all health related, right? Now finance, same thing. You know, you have to write down the tasks that you want to accomplish. I decide to, again, make those phone calls. I decide for fulfillment. I decide to volunteer X number of hours today. I decide to volunteer X number of hours this month, this week, this year. I think you guys get the idea. You have to make the conviction for every micro action that you take or every micro step that you take to fulfill the macro goals that you want to accomplish. That's kind of a little tactic that I use. And I guess the word is motivate. I guess when I do those things, I motivate myself and I say, you know what, I'm going to decide to do this. And then when I go to do it, it feels like living. It feels like a life worth lived because I'm not flaky. I'm not wishy-washy like many people are today. Not to generalize, but the fact is that when you decide to take that action and that leads you towards the macro goals that you want to accomplish, that's living, guys. And that's the tip for today I wanted to share. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I will talk to you next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.